Favourite, well back, always in control. In fact, it would have been an easy watch if you were a fan of Tavasan. He just looked to be bolting throughout. It's always a lot of fun when it's an easy watch. Mick Kent Jr., the co-trainer of Tavasan, joins us. Good morning and congratulations, Mick.
Yeah, thanks, guys, and good morning.
It was an easy watch. Gee, jumped well. He settled beautifully. Just totally controlled the race. I don't know if you're an early crow person, but would have been one of those races you could have let it go early.
Yeah, exactly right. No, it was an easy watch. You know, Michael Walk always said he's the fastest horse he's ever ridden out of the barriers. So that's a great recipe over that course and distance. And Ben Mallon, who knows the horse really well and handles him beautifully, he just controlled it throughout, high cruising speed, and he travels long to the race and had him off the bridle early and he gave a great kick. So, you know, it's really exciting. Good owners in that horse. We got Phoenix Thoroughbreds. And on track. You know, thrilled to bits to get him going so well.
You had a couple of other runners in the race. Before we get back to Tavasan, we'll just touch on them. Heptagon was first up, probably short of his best. Yulong Minister ended up running about midfield in that clump of horses just behind third.
Yeah, he ran well. He's a stake-performed horse from France, and that was his first run for us. I thought he went really well yesterday. So they were both there sort of to gain benefit and fitness from the run, so look for them going forward. Heptagon's more of a 7 furlong horse and usually takes a couple of runs to get fit. He's a big gross horse. But they're both in good form, both ran well yesterday first up.
Back onto Tavasan, Mick, really good yesterday. Not as much pressure as there was last time. Where does he push on to next? He's got to take the step into the deep end again, progress through his grades.
Yeah, well, no doubt he's a group class horse, as shown by his form. You know, two preps to go, but, you know, he's rated 86. There's such good money going through the grades. Ideally, we'd like to just place him, you know, in an open sprint next time and, you know, reap the rewards and the prize money going through. But looking at the program ahead, have to just pick our way carefully. It's obviously spring carnival time and, you know, most races on the program going forward are stakes grade. So, you know, it'll be fine. He's a very talented horse, and no doubt will, you know, take the step up to group class. Just got to pick our way through properly to maximise his earning potential.
What about Michael? What about in 2 weeks' time? There's a race at Moonee Valley, a listed race over 1,200 metres. That could be suitable. I mean, he was a yesterday. He went into it an 80 rater, so he gets up to what an 86. He's 86 now, so there's a lot of races that there's not a lot of 90 or even 96 rated races for him to go in. I just felt that listed race, just see how he measures up in that sort of company.
Yeah, exactly right. No doubt he would. Just obviously going and winning that race in 2 weeks, you miss your chance to win a few on the way through with rating jumping so quickly. That looks like the obvious race. Otherwise, having a quick look this morning in the calendar, there was an 1,100 open handicap back at Caulfield in 4 weeks' time. But I think the Valley really suits this horse, so that might be a nice option. But certainly Mick Price and our racing manager, Matt Finn, will have a discussion tomorrow morning and work it out. But the horse is just flying. It's a real testament to our system. He spent 8 weeks down at Matthew Williams' stables in Warrnambool. So he came to Caulfield at the start of the prep, went to Warrnambool, you know, did some non-concussion, you know, base fitness training, came back to Caulfield for his last trial, and he's just absolutely flying this horse. He's never felt better, and obviously Gelding's helped him as well, but he's just in a really good vein of form, so it's really exciting.
On a personal front, Mick, how are you enjoying the time with Mick Price? You've only joined up a few months ago. Formerly you were helping out your father. What's it been like?
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. I couldn't have asked for a better opportunity, and Mick's just sensational to work with. He's an absolute professional. He deals everything so well, and you know, we've got a great arsenal of horses, got a good team around us, so you know, it's just really, really enjoyable going to work every day. Very exciting. And you know, I don't know if we've got any stars for the spring, but there's plenty of nice horses coming through, and I think our two-year-old crop looks very exciting. I like to ride a bit when I can, and every two-year-old rider said, Mick, this is a very nice horse. And he said, just hold on a second. you know, the winning posters are talking. But I think we've got a lovely team going forward. So, you know, it's very exciting. And fingers crossed we can get something done in the spring.
You had Mascolino in the last race yesterday. He was a bit average, but I don't think there was a super push for him. Did the dry track not help his cause?
I he was held up, you know, and on the inside there behind a few horses that were getting tired, and Dwayne had to sort of keep coming back trying to get out looking for a run, and the race was gone. But, you know, he's had 7 runs this preparation, so we decided before the run yesterday, win, lose, or draw, he'd be going down to Warrnambool for, you know, a week in the paddock and then get back to the beach where it can sort of tick over and freshen him up and maybe bring him back for a country cup later in the spring. But he's done a great job, that horse. You know, he's so consistent. And, you know, if he's a gelding, had 20 starts, but he's won nearly 600,000. So, you know, he's so consistent. Just, yeah, things didn't work out yesterday, but it was a much stronger race than what he'd be up against, and things didn't go his way. So he'll have a little freshen up and get back for maybe a Cranbourne Cup. Mowie Cup might suit him later in the spring. So we'll just work that out as time goes by.
Thanks for your time this morning, Mick, and we get the feeling that we might be talking to you or Mick Price again regarding Tavi Sandon and his very impressive performance yesterday. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Bye.